Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I agree. I think a lot of people are on. Good morning, Blog Talk. Good morning, Facebook, and good morning, YouTube. All of the communities this morning. I'm going ahead and trying to start the show. Yeah, I agree, Tanya. I think that the satellites or something are just overloaded. Even with our streaming service, the last couple of nights, we can't pull up Netflix, YouTube, Prime. You know, I don't know what's going on. And it just, all of it just went away. But at any rate, I'm going to put up the call-in number. So that we have it up. And, so the call-in number is 515-605-9778. Okay, and you're saying that you can hear the phone recording. So great. I want to make sure that... excuse me, in the living room. I just want to make sure that we can hear. But yeah, even the streaming services have not been working right for a couple of days. And but this thing here just started for some reason last night. The sound wouldn't come in. So anyway, I want to listen, Tanya. Can you call me? While we're the only ones in the house, let's talk about Kwame Kilpatrick. I'm waiting on Shirley and all of them to log back in. Call me, Tanya. I want to talk about Kwame Kilpatrick. You guys heard that he is being released? And the newspapers are funny because they always have these misguided or misleading headlines. And, you know, because I even posted it, I thought he was out already. I thought he was out already. Tanya, can you still hear me? I hope that that's awesome. Hey, Shirley, good morning. Thank you for coming back. I don't know how, for some reason, okay, good, Tanya, call me now. For some reason, Shirley, you guys' comments were posting on an old video. In fact, it was the video when the sound went out with me, you, Roger, and Marvin. That's where everybody's comments was. I don't know how that happened. And it wasn't just yours or Tanya's. It was everybody's. My sister-in-law, Lori Clark, everybody's comments was on that video. I don't know how that happened. So I think something is going on beyond... find my control or something. Okay, so let me get this open. And Shirley, don't let me go over time because we got prayer this morning. Tanya, I'm going into the studio now on the laptop so I can see the calls coming through a little better on the laptop. So if it's ringing, just stay on the line. Okay, I see you. Here you are.
Oh,
Good morning, sister. How you doing this morning?
Sir, I am amazing.
Hello?
How are you? Can you hear me?
I'm doing good. I can hear you fine. What I want to know is, Shirley, can you hear? Please let us know if you can hear Tanya really well, if you can hear the call. Yeah, I was, we're going to talk about Kwame for a minute. Actually, a lot of interesting stuff happened in the news this week. Have you been paying attention?
Not a whole lot like I normally do, but I mean, you know, the Kwame thing is just all over everything, so it's like impossible to even miss that.
Exactly.
And, you know, like I kind of,
you know, I didn't
know that, you know.
I saw that about Bobby Ferguson. Well, listen, I didn't even know that his mother had moved down there. Where you at? Can you hear me, Tanya?
Yeah, I didn't know
Hello?
She was here either. Can you hear me?
I hear you now. Yeah, she's there.
Really? I had no idea.
She's there. She is. In fact, what they said is, Shirley said she can hear us fine. Well, Shirley, can you hear Tanya on the call? How well is the call coming through? I want to make sure that the audience can hear us so that when other people log back in. She's in Atlanta. I just found out about it since the article popped out the other day.
Oh, wow. So he's being, because you mentioned about him being released to his sister. So is that Ayanna that's here?
No, one article said he was being released to his mother.
Oh.
Okay. Shirley said she can hear us good, and she said, hey, Tanya.
Hey, Shirley, how are you, superstar?
So, good. This is great, because I was a nervous wreck. I'm like, where? I can't feel what's going on. If somebody had to text me and start, well, you did too, and started telling me that y'all couldn't hear me, I had no idea. Because those comments weren't showing up. You know how we have the chat box? It wasn't showing up.
Right. I had messed up and forgot it was 10 and thought it was 10:30. I'm like, oh, my goodness, I think I missed it. Let me get on. So
yeah,
it's kind of cool today that it was late because I got up this morning and was prepping and getting my stuff ready so I could cook outside.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, a little later on, I'm going to, you know, put a few things on the grill and for us.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm gonna probably get to the meat market after this. Hmm.
You know, I was just thinking. You know, Christina, I wonder if she's still here in Atlanta.
I haven't heard anything else about her. Now they did an article, I guess not together because of course Kwame was locked up, but they did it about 2 years ago where they talked very openly about their affair and. All of this stuff, and he talked about how much he loved her, and she talked about how much she loved him, and it was kind of weird,
you know,
but they did, and that was about 2 years ago.
Yeah, because, you know, they wrote an article, and she did an interview with Essence, and she talked about that.
I can't remember which.
She did a thing in Essence magazine. Plus, I don't know if you remember, you know, she was on that reality show From the Bottom Up.
From the Bottom Up, I was watching it. You had me watching. It was good, too.
Yeah. It honestly, it was interesting because you've seen a much more humble Christina.
Right. Yeah.
And
she was totally different. Yeah.
It's amazing how God will humble you. And humble you publicly.
Yes.
Because
yes.
She was so full of herself. And not to say that it was such a thing because I'm not one to be able to judge or anything like that, but, you know, she was standing on top, you know, beating her chest. Look at me, look at me.
I was just getting ready to say it. That was her famous line. In fact, my brother works for the hospital, and he said that she told them that. Do you know who I am? And then an officer who had pulled her over for, I guess, for a traffic stop or something, and
right.
he said she told him the same thing. Do you know who I am? And I believed him because I had heard already, because my brother had an interaction. It wasn't so much an altercation, but he had an interaction with her at the hospital, and it was like the exact same words.
Well, I know she don't want nobody to know who she is now. I bet she ain't screaming that line.
Right. Yeah, that's how that goes. But listen, I was really floored, and it's really interesting about the Kwame Kilpatrick early prison release. Something is brewing, and I haven't put my finger on it yet, sis, but I'm telling you, y'all don't remember, y'all ain't got to believe me when I tell you, just remember that I said it, because something is going on that Trump is letting him out, and there's a whole lot of debate about how this thing happened, because they're reporting it as early release because of coronavirus, but they're saying, because, you know, he was in prison, and where they had moved him from Philadelphia to Louisiana, I believe. And they said 100 and some odd inmates
came. They moved a lot. Because he was, you know, last I remember, he was in Oklahoma because he wanted to be closer to Texas so that his family could visit him.
Oh, sure was. I forgot about that.
Thought that he was going to stay close, but, you know, apparently that's not what happened.
What ended up happening is that he ended up in Louisiana. That's where he currently was. But the article only says that 100 and some odd people tested positive for the virus in that facility, and only not, I shouldn't say only, but what I'm trying to do is just do a contrast of why now? Why are they letting him out now? They said that only 9 people died. And we had a break in the broadcast again. I don't know why it keeps doing that. I guess it's just, the circuits are probably overloaded. But anyway, they're saying that 100-something people in the facility tested positive for COVID. 9 people died. But they never said none of these people were in the cell with him. So why did they have to let him out for coronavirus?
I mean, if that's the case, you should be dismissing everybody.
Everybody should be let go. Bill Cosby, 80-some years old, he's high risk. They refused to let him out. His lawyer asked to let him out.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. I said, yes, they did, and they let him out.
Exactly. They won't let him go. I'm gonna tell you what I think is happening.
Trump is trying to get the black vote.
Oh, come on, sister. See, this is what 30 years of sisterhood will do for you. You kind of just think on the same level. That is exactly what I think is going on. Can you hear me, Tanya? Did you get disconnected on that part?
Can you hear me?
No.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
You can hear me?
We're still on the air.
Okay.
I can hear you.
Yeah. I definitely agree with you that it's political. He looked up and got Michigan in the first place. Because when has Michigan ever been a red state? Never. So he looked up and got Michigan. So my question is that in order for him to try and get in Michigan again, he's going to have to do something significant to make people feel like, oh, well, he did this, though. He's for black people.
That's right. That's right. And
that's not
the fact that he, yeah, and then remember they had wrote Obama and asked Obama, because, you know, Obama did the most pardonings or whatever they call it than any president in history. He did like 1,100 right at the end of his presidency, right before he was ready to leave office. And they asked, they did send a letter to him advocating for Kwame, and he never touched it. I didn't ever think he would, but he didn't. And how much better is Trump going to look for actually doing it?
I think he was concerned with him doing that and he being black doing it. And honestly,
yes,
it would have been too soon. At that time, it would have been too soon. I mean, right now, Kwame Kilpatrick has served 7 years. I think that the sentence that they gave him was entirely too long. I do agree with that.
It's too long, yeah. Absolutely.
See, I think, you know, I think 10 years would fit. I think a 10-year sentence would have been fit.
But you know what, Tanya? The whole thing about it is, and so I was having this discussion with somebody else, Detroit has a long history of hiring crooks.
Yes.
All of our mayors, from all the way back to the 1800s, have been crooked. We loved Mayor Coleman Young. Coleman Young is even today, by far, was my favorite mayor of this city. And he was a crook, too.
I don't know if that's about it. But
you know, and what I'm saying is they all did things. They all did things that they should have went to jail for. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. But Coleman Young kept his hands clean.
Yeah, he had the fall guy.
Well, first he had, what's his name? What was that police chief's name? The one that died.
Yeah, I forget his name. He died in prison.
Yeah.
Or are you talking about Gil Hill?
No, not Gil Hill.
No, the other guy. I remember he died. He died in prison. Older man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you
can't remember his name.
I can't either. You know.
Yeah, I
can
see his face because he wear that blue tip trench coat. Looked like a London fall coat. Remember them coats?
Yeah. Right. He was a very unattractive man.
Right.
Yeah, he definitely. You know, like I said, there was a lot of pushing there, but you know, that was one thing about Coleman Young. Coleman Young, tell you in a minute, I pay my taxes, and I don't do nothing illegal. Don't leave no paper
trail. Yeah, yeah.
And that's the thing.
Yeah,
you know, he made sure he did not leave nothing that you could connect his name to.
Nothing. He definitely was smarter. I think that was Kwame's downfall. He was just not wise. And I don't mean that in the sense of, you know, all of the ceiling, because people are asking a valid question, you know, is he going to be made to pay pay the restitution back? And, you know, they can also try to tag him for that murder to see. There's no statute of limitations on that murder. So, you know, I'm kind of on the fence about how happy I am. Shirley is making a comment. What are you saying, Tanya?
That green girl?
Yeah, Shirley is saying, I hope that our people are easily fooled and stay woke. And that's it, because they are... I'm telling you, they are making some moves. When I first saw, because, I mean, naturally, you know, the man didn't murder anybody that we know of. At least he wasn't charged with it. And, you know, he's getting out of prison. So, you know, everybody was happy when I made the post. But I was skeptical right as soon as I saw it. I was like, oh, wait a minute, now Trump making moves.
He is going to make Kwame probably talk and speak on him. He's going to use him for political aspirations, I promise you.
I think they made a deal, and Kwame is probably going to have to come out and campaign for him. I wouldn't be surprised. I really wouldn't.
That's what I believe.
I really wouldn't.
Like I said, I believe that to the most. But
absolutely.
How much campaigning can he really do for Georgia? Georgia's already a red state. And nobody knows.
He'll be on Tether, and I can tell you I have a client that's on Tether that I'm have on my caseload for. He also has a lawsuit going that I represent him for, not for legal representation, for case management. And I can tell you, you can get them approved to be moved around outside of the limits of that electronic monitoring system. You just have to get
really?
It approved. Oh yeah, mm. I do it every week. Every week.
Yeah, well, I
got it. I send my request right into the Wayne County Sheriff's Department for him. Yeah.
Sure do. I would not do it. And if the president is getting involved in it, it's gonna work.
Oh, yeah. He can do what he wants to do.
Good,
he can definitely make it happen.
And it's interesting how he'll sell his soul to the devil so he can be free.
Well, Tanya, I'm going to tell you, I don't know now, because, you know, that's a hard thing. That 30 years is a long time to be looking at.
Yeah.
That's bad. You know what I mean? You got to think about it, you know. You know, that man ain't seen the light of day in 7 years. That's not, we can't even imagine that. You can't even imagine what that could possibly be like. And you're talking about 20, you got 20 more years, 21 more years to go? I don't agree with road rage, but I see how it happened.
Yeah, I guess I can see him, you know, being to the point to where that's being offered, oh, yeah, I'll take it too.
And a little bitterness. You know, Obama didn't let me out. You know, it could be a lot to that. I think it bears watching. Yeah. I think that story bears watching to see how that thing plays out. And I wonder, are they setting them up to get rid of them for good? Because like I said, they may, because if you remember when they put the charges on him for the RICO charge that sent him away in the first place, they held the charges. They had the information during his first administration. They let him get reelected to build that case and then get him, because they wanted to be able to send him away for a long time.
Yeah, that's true.
So Yeah, his mom is there. I did pull an article that said that he's being released to his home record. He has already been removed from the prison. He's in supposedly a hotel, allegedly, under a 21-day quarantine. Quarantine.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm quite
sure. And then he'll go home. I hate it for his mom, because that woman served a good, she had a long career, and between him and that daddy, they ruined that woman. You know, they ruined her name. As long as she worked as a state representative, I thought that was a shame. I felt bad for her on that.
Yeah, she did. They messed her up. And I mean, I guess
they did.
You know, what else? This is her son. I think I got overdone when she did that. You know, when they was rallying for him, and she was like, "You gonna let them do this to your boy?" When she did that,
You remember that? Listen, yes. Shirley is saying that she hates to say it, but Trump is only doing it for the black vote. They do it all the time for white people, and that is absolutely what I think, Shirley. I think that is exactly what's going on. I don't see Because why now? If 100 people in a, how many thousands of prisoners is probably, well, it's a federal prison, so it's probably not as many as a regular prison, but still, it has to be a good 1,000 or more people in that prison. If 100 people tested positive, let out for coronavirus? I mean, the story just don't add up. It don't make sense.
I agree with her 100%. That's all it's for. It's for political aspirations, and that is it.
Something is going on. Something is going on.
It is.
And I pray that brother be real careful. Whatever he did to get out of there, he going to have to watch his back. That's all I can say. I just don't trust it. I don't.
He definitely does need to watch his back, because there's some fools in
there's
some
back.
Stuff involved. He's going to be like, I shouldn't do this on the back end of it. But like you said, he still had 20 years left in prison. He was like, I'll do it.
Yeah.
I'm quite sure.
That ain't nothing to sniff at. No. Yeah.
I'm quite sure that was his thought. Yeah. He want me to do what? Okay. Let me think about it. All right. I'll do it.
Yeah, I can see it.
I can't be mad at him.
Then, you know, he may have, as you was asking about Bobby Ferguson, he may have made a deal where once he gets home, he might be able to start trying to get him out too. Hold on, Shirley is making a comment again. She said, yes, Tanya, his mother did it to herself. Yeah. She, you know, I mean, but golly, though, I just hated that she had such a long career, and I never remember her being involved in any scandals, and she had been up in Lansing a good 20 years, wasn't she?
Yeah, and then, you know, her sister, Marsha Cheeks was a, what was Marsha? She was a something state representative as well. His auntie, Carolyn's
Cheeks,
sister,
that sounds
Marcia
familiar.
Cheeks. Yeah, she was a state representative.
I can't remember,
also.
But that name sounds familiar.
Yeah, I can't remember what did she do, but I know, like, I met her because she was part of, what was that program for the kids? DepSap. She was part of DepSap.
Okay, yeah.
But,
the engineering program for the kids, yeah.
Yeah, she was Carolyn Kilpatrick's sister. And she was a, what was she? She was a member of the House.
I think I know, yes, I remember now. Because I know the name sounds familiar. Shirley is saying, if you remember, Trump said a while ago he hadn't thought about getting Kwame out, but he's desperate for that second term. He is. And then listen to this, Shirley. We'll get back to Cheeks in a minute, because now I know exactly who you're talking about. Now, and what about this, Shirley? He's battling with every major elected official that we have in the state right now. He's battling with Governor Whitmore. He's battling with the other woman, the Attorney General, and he's battling with the Secretary of State. He has made all of them mad. They all on Twitter. Our Michigan Secretary of State was on MSNBC. Now, what local Secretary of State gets interviewed by a major press outlet like that? They all mad with him. And he gets on that Twitter, and he runs his mouth calling them incompetent and all of this stuff. That's his go-to language when he's either dealing with women or people of color. He always go for incompetent. You ever notice
right.
that, Tanya? First
always.
Thing he says, oh, they're incompetent.
Always. Everybody's incompetent but him. And he's got the vocabulary and the diction of a doggone fifth grader. He isn't even smarter than the fifth grader. He couldn't pass that show if he wanted to.
I know it. Yeah. As a matter of fact, that show used to give me a run for my money. I couldn't answer half the stuff them kids was talking about. I know he couldn't.
Exactly, and I know I got a little bit of scruple.
Yes. But, yeah, I absolutely think there's a – what about Biden, y'all? What about Biden? Were you all offended by what Biden said to Charlemagne the God? Did you all hear that?
I'm not going to say I was offended. It was just a dumb thing to say.
Yeah, I think it was. I think he was trying to be cool or talk black or something.
He got caught in a hot moment, and he didn't know how to get out of it.
Right. I agree.
That's all it was. He got caught in a hot moment, and he didn't know how to get it out, and he didn't have anybody there, I suppose, to direct him on what to say. So, you know, now he don't hire that black to kind of help him. And he should have had somebody helping him with the black audience. He should have already had that.
I'm like, wow. I mean, that's going to make it harder because, you know, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to talk about this issue at some point, once I get through some of this medical stuff with the coronavirus. But I'm going to talk about the black conservative movement. That thing is growing. It's strong.
Yes, it is. Because people
lots of people are crossing the aisle. Yeah.
I think that, you know, we're tired of the red and the blue. We just want you to act right and look at and look for the people. That's what they're looking for.
Yeah, but you know, though, what we have to do, Tanya, here's the thing about black people as African Americans as a unit. We have no standardized agenda anymore. With King and all of those people, there was a clear-cut agenda. We want the right to vote. We want whatever other demands that they were making. And it was clear-cut and to the point, and they stuck to those things. They didn't veer all off and have individual four or five heads. You know, they used to say four or five heads make a monster. You know, if King was the public spokesman, then that's who it was, nobody else.
Right.
You know, in terms of Southern Council, what was the SCLC or what was that organization? He was over.
Who?
Martin Luther King.
The National Baptist Convention thing. At that time, we asked for what we needed then. But see, it was the stuff is it still hasn't changed. There's still a lot needing to be done. Racism ain't going to go away.
Absolutely.
I mean, I ain't gonna lie, I'm profiling of people too.
Yeah.
You know what I
mean? Yeah, the profiling and definitely the killing.
Yeah. So it's
here's what Shirley is saying. Shirley is saying, well, Biden should have known better. Right. He better calm down. They always use black people for votes. After that, they do nothing. We as blacks need to stand our ground. And that is exactly right. We don't have an agenda, Shirley. We don't have an agenda. We don't have a clear-cut system of representation. You know, all of those old heads, we still got Al Sharpton, but, you know, I mean, you know, we don't have organized leaders in our community anymore, and a clear-cut agenda, But it like you said, and that's what Charlemagne the God told him, he said, listen, black people have been invested a lot of years, a lot of time and energy into the Democratic Party, and we have not seen a return on our investment. You guys get in office and you forget about it. Well, they had no intention of doing anything for us in the first place. That's why black, educated, middle class, black have crossed over, and nearly all of them are Republicans now.
Yeah. I mean, like you said,
they're tired of it.
And then what happens with the black that really get up in there, you don't want to do for the regular folks. You just want to do for your upper echelon black folks.
Right. Yeah.
Because you could,
it's very
everybody else ain't worthy of it. Because they ain't tried, they didn't do what you did.
Right.
You know, if you had the same opportunities, you could be where I'm at. Sometimes that's not everybody's calling.
Right.
And the Bible always talked about the folks that was disinherited, the less, the meek. They don't see that.
Right.
Never see that. So when you aren't doing that, you know, all this man-made stuff we got going on, it's a doggone hot mess.
Yeah. It's bad, but listen, we're going to talk about it. I'm going to get off of the line with you, Tanya, and go ahead and give us, I'm going to go ahead and give some information really quick on the discussion, and I want you guys to go back and watch the video from last week when you have time, because I share a lot of the foundational information on that one.
Okay.
About the mask, about wearing the mask, and I want to build on that a little bit more today before I let it go, because this is an interesting one too.
Okay, well,
this is an interesting one too, huh?
I said it was good to be on again, and then I'll be listening. As always, and I'm going to go back and make sure I re-look at last week. And you have a safe and a wonderful holiday and safe everything else, because we still got to be safe, in safe mode, period.
We're still in safe mode. That's right. Yeah, we are, and it's very important. And I'm telling you, you know, encourage your family members and all of that stuff. Take care. Look out for our seniors and all of that stuff, because we are not out of the woods. And the thing is, hold on, Shirley's making a comment again. She says they all have different agendas. Have you all seen Al Sharpton about the Albee murder? I'm getting frustrated. Are you talking about the guy that's in Georgia, Shirley?
Yes, and she's right. He hasn't said a word.
Okay. Oh, Al Sharpton hasn't said anything at all, Shirley? Oh, wow.
He has not said a word. Ain't heard from him. I don't know if he done what, sick with corona or what, but he has not made nay.
Wait a minute. I thought Al Sharpton went down there. Didn't they have a rally or something?
Not that I can remember, but I might be wrong.
Shirley, didn't they have a rally down there? Because I saw a rally, and the comedian Linnell and Chaka Khan was there. Did you see that, Tanya?
I didn't see him on that.
No, I didn't see Al Sharpton, but what I'm saying is that I saw a rally that they did down there for the young man. I think it was on his birthday. They had a rally.
I'm just not looking something up, and he said on April 30th, Al Sharpton demands a full investigation until the murder. But I put it this way. You haven't seen as much of his face on the news and stuff about it as you do the other thing.
Okay. Yeah, you just don't know. Like I said, Shirley is saying that she has zero confidence in him at this point. And she's okay, and you didn't see the rally. Yeah, they had some kind of rally because I guess when the guy got killed, it was like right before his birthday.
They did a 2.3-mile run that celebrated the death of the murder. That was 2 weeks ago. And then last week they had another drive rally. So they did a couple things in the last couple of weeks. But I haven't seen any person come to Georgia.
Okay. Yeah, see, the only thing, that's what I'm saying, these leaders now, they're not the same as Kingdom. They're more public, they're going for the money and all of that kind of stuff. Because, I mean, you know, Martin Luther King had a sizable estate when in his death that he never had in his life. I mean, he was literally a poor man. He died. I mean, we all know he was martyred, but he died purpose to die for that cause, and you just don't have that anymore.
Right.
Let me see. Shirley said she saw the rally. She said she saw the rally, just not Sharpton. Did you hear that, Tanya?
Yeah, that's my point. I didn't see him either. So I'm loving because of Corona, he's not flying. But they could have did.
That might be it, y'all. He may not be flying because of the coronavirus, Shirley.
That's what I just said.
I know, I heard you. That's why I repeated it. I'm messing with Shirley.
Oh.
I heard you. I was taking your thoughts.
Yeah, that's the only thing I could figure. Maybe, you know, the corona. But you know what? You should have did like they did back in the Green Book. Load it up in a car and hit the road.
Shirley said, yeah, okay. These guys, man, I'm telling you, it's just not the same. So that's one of the things, because that reparations argument, the thing kind of took us, thing kind of took off the ground. It went I know they wasn't going to do it, but still it went further this time than it ever has as long as I've been alive. And, but the thing about it is that we don't have proper representation. We got a bunch of renegades making arguments. Everybody do everything through Twitter now. I don't know what that is. The biggest political debate is on Twitter. So that's what we have.
I probably even know how to use Twitter, I swear.
Yeah. She said, right, Tanya. She said, right, Tanya. My thoughts exactly. That's what Shirley agreeing with you. Yeah, I know them guys aren't right in a lot of ways. They just are not. So, but that's the problem. That's why we don't. You know, none of the political parties are ever going to do. You look at the LGBTQ. Is that what it is now? LGBTQI something.
What's the I for?
I don't know what the I is for. I know the Q is queer. I forget what the I is for.
Oh, I didn't even know it was an I on the end. They keep changing too much, too.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're not African American no more. You know, they changed our name again too. You know, we went from color to Negro to black.
To black.
Thank you. What's his name? James Brown. James Brown made us black. And then we became African Americans.
So what
now we are American descendants of slaves, ADOS. If you're on social media and you see those acronyms, ADOS, that's what they mean. That is American descendants of slaves. Because what they're saying is they no longer wanted to be lumped in with African blacks. They feel that African blacks have gotten more from the United States government than people that were born in this country as slaves. So they're trying to make a distinction now.
Well, girl, I'm going to be like, what was it, on the Jeffersons? Remember they had Louise's uncle, he was a butler, and they was giving him a hard time saying that he was nothing but a yes man to the white man. When he told Lyman, listen, it took me a long time to come from Negro, from color to Negro. Now you're going to have to give me some time to get to black. Now you're going to have to give me some time to get to this, whatever.
ADOS.
Descended.
American.
That's too much. That's too much.
Mm-mm. Yeah, but now I will say this for that ADOS movement. It's a very real movement. Look it up. And it's strong. It's getting better. They need to get more organized, but it's pretty strong. But they made that reparations argument go further than what I've seen happen ever. I've been hearing about reparations since I was a child. I never heard anybody in political office even address it, acknowledge it.
I mean, right. What was it supposed to do with that?
What you mean?
I'm still waiting on that.
Huh?
I said, what are we supposed to do with that? I'm still waiting.
What are we supposed to do with what? The reparations?
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. That's why I said they have made a good argument. They got certain bills on the floor, but I haven't heard a specific game plan. The only person I think that addressed in terms of having a plan for reparations was Kamala Harris, I believe. Cory Booker bagged off of it. Bernie Sanders said, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you mean by reparations. And that made him lose a lot of black people this second time around, too. He didn't have the black base that he had in the 2016 election. Because he wasn't hearing it. He was like, everybody came over here poor and had to work their way up. So I don't know what you're talking about. Now, he's all for if you are marginalized, disenfranchised, and all of that kind of stuff, but based on your economic status, but that color of your skin stuff, he wasn't trying to hear it.
I mean, right, I get that, and that was one of my things about him, because even if you ain't going for that reparation ring the way they did Jim Crow, that was enough right there.
Right.
So,
you
know.
Yeah.
That was a mess.
But, you know, the whole thing about it is I heard, and I haven't looked it up or anything, but have you ever heard that slave owners were paid reparations when we were freed from slavery because of the economic loss to their household by losing their slaves, releasing their slaves? Yeah, slave owners were paid reparations.
Really?
When they had to let the slaves go? Yeah, because they lost their economic base. They didn't have blacks to work in the field.
So when this happened, after the Confederacy?
I'm not sure. That's why I said I haven't looked it up. But that's that was one thing I learned in listening to that ADOS, looking at some of their information, that ADOS movement. I never knew that.
Me either. That's news to me.
Yeah, I didn't know. I said they would pay reparations. Wow, yeah. They are adamant about that. So I assume it's true. I just, you know, I can't, you know, adequately discuss it because I haven't looked it up. But yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm. So,
well, all right, Ms. Lady, I'm going to end this call and get to doing some of the things I do. But again, I enjoy myself.
I did too. I always enjoy you, sis. And you're going to still be listening, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm just letting you know. You said you wanted to have some other people call in.
Yeah, no, I think I'm going to see if I can get Shirley to call in real quick. And then I'm going to. Because I want to talk about the net. Let me see. Shirley said, I can believe that. Hold on. Shirley said, I can believe that the slave owner gets paid for owning people. Yeah, they said it's true. They said it's true. I love you, sis. Stay logged in. I'm only going to be on a few more minutes.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Love you too. Bye.
Okay, so I should be up and I should be live again, Shirley, if you want to. I hope you see the number is 515-605-9778. Yeah, I wanted to let me put this up for a second. I hope that you're going to call in real quick because I know we're going to stop and do Bible study shortly. Let's see. I want to give you all some numbers, though. Let me give you some numbers in terms of the new coronavirus cases. And the death toll in our state, the numbers are definitely plummeting, thank God. So, but I want to, and I've got a chart up here, and I'm gonna address that in a second. Hold on. Okay, so we got Shirley calling. Caller ending in 4531, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Good morning. Thank you for
How
calling.
Are you?
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
I was a little frustrated today with this sound, and I couldn't figure out what was going on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I couldn't figure out what was going on. Did you get a chance to go back to the other video I did last week or look at any other information or anything?
I'm going to look at it this evening. Let me mute my phone.
Okay. Oh, yeah, you're getting the background, the feedback.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah. I can hear you. I just, you know, wanted you to call in and just you know, test it out and see how we're doing with that because I want to make it a normal part of the thing. So you were listening to us talking about the Kwame Kilpatrick release. You agree with the Trump thing?
Yeah, I do. 7 to 10 years is good enough. They gave that man so much time.
Too much time.
And although he was wrong, he definitely was wrong for what he did.
Right.
But And I noticed that Cohen got out, I think it was Friday.
Sure did. And someone else, the governor in Chicago that was trying to sell Obama's seat, they let him out too.
Uh-huh. So mm-hmm. I'm just saying, I'm just sick of the black can, catch hell and the whites don't. It's always an agenda with Trump.
Yeah.
I remember
yeah.
Trump saying not too long ago that he didn't have any intentions on, he hadn't even thought about it, which he was a lie because now we're hearing it. And all he
was,
he
didn't have any intentions
trust.
On what?
That he had no intentions on, dealing with the Kwame Kilpatrick case.
Oh, I didn't hear that, really.
Yeah, so now we know that he has.
Right. He had to have something to do with it. He had to okay
he
it.
He lies so much.
Yeah.
I also heard that our mayor, Dugan, had something to do with it, too. I heard he was working on it.
He said, which I thought was very interesting, he wants to give Kwame a second chance. And I'm trying to figure out, what does that mean?
Well, he guilty. So if he get out, it is a second chance.
But I'm trying to figure out, because some people were saying he's going to run for mayor again. I don't think he can. I don't think he can run for mayor again. He
might
be able to run for other political office, but I don't think he can ever be mayor of this city again. But I'm wondering,
why?
Because if you...
Why?
I'm not sure. I'm just saying I don't.
I mean,
think
how
so.
Many years did our Mayor Young was in office?
He was in office 20 some years, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean,
so
I'm just one. I don't know what the law says about that. I don't know what it says.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't
well,
know what.
Well, you know,
it
they
says.
Can do anything they want to do. Okay.
They can do what they want to do now, yeah, absolutely. And like I was saying with Tanya, I was looking at from back to the 1800s, all of our Detroit mayors have been indicted on criminal charges, except Coleman Young and I think maybe one other one.
I think Coleman Young
mayor
only had
we've ever had in this city has been indicted on criminal charges. They just didn't
or
go
they
to
brought
jail
something up
for.
Because remember the Cougarons they brought up for Young?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who was that officer's name?
He wasn't indicted or
Young,
anything.
That police chief.
Yeah. Yeah.
You remember his name?
Who? Which one?
That police chief that went down for Young.
Oh, yeah. I think he died, too.
I can see his face so good. I cannot remember
mm-hmm,
his name.
Real dark-skinned guy.
Uh-huh.
I
died
forgot
in
his
prison.
Name.
That man died in prison.
I remember.
Yeah, they had, cause, and then you remember Bill Bond.
Yeah.
You remember Bill Bond from Channel 7.
They was always arguing
with
him.
Down, he was constantly down a Young's throat for anything
uh-huh.
he could find.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they, but he never, that's where I think he was smarter than Kwame. He just never, they could never catch him.
Well, see, Kwame was too bold. Too loud, too boisterous. He didn't do no more than all of them did. All of them.
Right.
He just was in your face with it.
Made too much noise.
Yeah. 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 He just got beside himself and made them folks mad and they said, "We gonna get you."
Yep.
That's what this was about. Watch, we gonna get you.
Yep. That's all it was about.
And then going to threaten Kim Worthy to prosecute. I mean, he just took his stuff too far.
Yeah.
Too far. And then his mother jumps in there. Now, she's in office. And she jumps in. Y'all going to let them do that to your boy? Boy, first of all, what are you saying?
Yeah, I couldn't. But I remember that speech. I was very disappointed in her to see her acting like that.
Look,
you
she
know,
came
I,
all the way from left field, but Kwame didn't have nobody in his corner that would tell him, son, this. Not even his father.
Right.
You know.
Well, a lot of stuff that he got charged with, they said he didn't do it. The father did it, but they're holding him responsible because he was the one elected to son of God.
Okay. He did it. Okay. So they talking about he didn't do it.
He
his father
did a lot
did it.
Of it, but some of the stuff that he went to prison for was not him. Even his political, the Mongo guy, that was his Kwame's political advisor, he said he told him, get your father out of your office.
He did. And what's the name told him that,
he
too? What
him.
Was that? Who was that elf, that, the white man that told him, you can do it, but just... You can do it if you just keep your father out of it.
Yeah.
What was his name? It wasn't Romney. Who was that?
Dan Gilbert or somebody?
Uh-uh.
I don't know.
He was... I can't think of his name right now, but I definitely remember him saying that to Kwame.
Yeah.
So,
Kwame
didn't even have a...
He was definitely warned.
Yeah, he was warned.
Mm-hmm.
It was a sad situation. But that's somebody who have an office and just took full advantage of any and everything
mm-hmm.
he could. Even when he had that killing with the girl that was in the Manoogian Mansion.
Yeah,
they saying that he did that, but that was never proven.
Never proven.
It was never proven. That was never proven. I
think her name was Tamara Green or something like that.
Yeah.
Tamara Green or something. What I fear of, I'm gonna tell you what I fear about his release, because there's no statute of limitations on murder. And the thing about it is that thing went quiet for so long, that don't mean they were not working on that case. Because they, So I'm saying, is this a setup to let him out for some political advantage, and then they hit him with another case, that other case? I absolutely agree that they gave him too much time, but I am not happy about this release. I don't trust it. I don't know what it is. I can't put my finger on it yet, but something is not right.
Well, hey, and you might be right about that. You know, you might be right about that, but they don't have to let him out, period. He in jail, so why would they want to charge? You know, they can charge him with it right now.
Yeah, they could.
You know,
but if they need something from him,
they can get it with him in jail. This is Trump. This is Trump trying to get the black votes. Okay, and a lot of us is asleep. Okay, and we're not paying attention. And that's what we need to pay attention to, what's going on. You know, and Biden had the big head about saying what he said, okay? And then telling him, then if you don't, you're not black. Well, you sitting there looking, talking to a black man. How dare you?
Yeah. He really screwed up with that one. Tanya is making a comment. She said the old police chief's name was Hart, William Hart.
That's it. That's his name.
Yeah, that's it. Biden really screwed up with that. I guess he just made a mistake trying to say something that he, I don't know what he was thinking.
You know, they always take advantage of black people, especially time when time come to vote. You know, the black people. That's how. That's what Trump called us. The black people.
The black.
But I mean, it's always where they try to get in and take advantage of us, especially around this time when it's time for election again. They'll give us a few things, and they'll do this and they'll do that for the blacks, and then after they win, they forget all about them.
But you know what we got to stop doing too, Shirley, is the ones that they like you said, they'll take what they, you know how they used to say token black. They'll take a token black and do something for him to rally the rest of the people, and then when they get through with them, they throw them away. See, I think that's the difference between your Martin Luther Kings and those, and your Andrew Youngs and all of those guys. Lewis? What is his name in Congress now? That walked with King John Lewis and all of those guys. They could have made themselves rich men, but they lived for the and died for the cause.
Yeah.
And you just don't. Nobody's willing to do that anymore. They're willing to get what they can get out of it. And I think. And I'm gonna say allegedly because I don't know, because I don't pay that much attention to Al Sharpton. But they say that's where he's at now. He'll get money to keep from putting a story on blast. You know, to say, okay, I'll bag off of this thing, but you got to pay. Now, if that's true, I don't know, but he's certainly been accused of it.
Well, I never really had a lot of confidence in Al Sharpton, period. All he do is run his mouth.
Okay, yeah. I just don't pay no attention to him because I just don't see him as a force, you know, the other older leaders were. He's just not a force like that.
No, he not.
They're not scared of Al Sharpton.
Mm-mm. If you're going to be in the public eye, be good at what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I never, I don't know what it was about him for me.
Okay. Yeah. Sometimes, it's just something that, you know, your intuition, your discernment, you know, and things like that, you know. Like I said, I don't feel any way about him one way or the other. I just don't pay no attention to him. I just don't. I can count the number of times I even watched him on, because he still got that MSNBC thing, I think, that show.
Oh,
I don't
really
watch Al Sharpton. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I watch it on MSNBC, but I don't watch his show. You know, I mean,
yeah,
I don't know. You know, I don't see what he's doing. I think that's it. I don't. You know, all the years that he's
nothing
been around, I just don't see what he's doing.
Absolutely. Nothing stands out.
Mm-mm. No positive results on any real issue. Not that I know of too much, so, but... I thank you for calling in. You were able to hear Tanya and I really well, or was it static or what?
I was able to hear really well. Glad to hear Tanya.
Yeah. I got to put you guys in the same room one day. Y'all got to stop meeting on the internet.
Right. Well, I'm looking forward to that. Yeah.
Y'all going to hit it off right away. I already know it.
I know we are. You know how you can just tell.
Yeah, you always like Tanya. Ever since, you know, we kind of connected to this thing I'm trying to do. Yeah, you always have like Tanya. Where's your friend Tanya? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, but anyway, I'm going to, we got to get off of here. It's 12:13. So we're going to get off of here, and I'll talk to you in just a few.
Well, Deb, I really enjoyed the show.
You did?
Uh-huh. It was
good.
Nice. Just stay at it. We're going to be building
soon. I love it. It's relaxing for me.
Uh-huh. I'm going to get Kim and Robert to listen to it.
Good, good. I appreciate that. Plus, this thing with the mask, I'm going to have to redo this show all over again because, of course, I didn't get to it. But I want as many people as possible to know what they're talking about and make sure, not that people don't know because you got mass media, but I think that there are some things, you know how it is with research, you find out kind of inside things.
Yeah.
And things going on behind the scenes that people may or may not be aware of, and that's what I'm trying to do, is make people aware of everything that's going on because they're not telling us the truth.
Right, and we need to put that out there.
We need to put it out there. We absolutely have to put it out there. And you know what? I'll say this before we hang up, and this is why I'm doing the thing, this series on the mask. I left the house yesterday because I don't go out very much. It's a rare.
I know.
Listen, your partner in crime over here say I haven't left the house since 2015 because I don't ever go nowhere.
You went out yesterday.
So I went out yesterday. You should have saw me. I had on gloves and everything.
Was you suited up?
I was suited and booted.
Oh, God. That's funny.
But I went out yesterday, but I came outside. First person I see, my neighbor right across the street from me, he was sitting on his porch, no mask, no blood. He just chilling. And I looked over there. I said, where's your mask? Oh, it's in the house. It's in the house. I said, look, we don't know if this thing is airborne or not. You know, you should probably put your mask on while you're sitting out here. Yeah. Now, he's a younger gentleman. He's probably in his 30s. But, I mean, still, young people get it. See, that's what I'm talking about. They don't think they can get it. So,
girl, when he came out talking about it was for older folks, I said, please.
Right. Now, how does disease
that find,
go on?
That find it, we shut that down. It ain't just us.
No,
us older
killing
folks.
Babies and everything else.
Right.
But then before I could get to the car, here come my other neighbor pulling up, lady two doors down. She's getting out the car with her girlfriend. They ain't got on nothing, and they got shopping bags.
Wow.
I said, where's y'all mask at? Oh, we just ran up to the store. I said, that's where you needed them. You don't have nothing on your hands. You don't have nothing on your face. And I got in the car. I said, what is going on? What are people thinking? I don't know what. And then, you know, there's a map. I got to get y'all the link to the map because you can look up your zip code to see how many cases is in your zip code, how many cases and how many deaths. And my zip code is number one in the city of Detroit.
Oh, wow.
4235 is number two.
Wow.
You can look it up and see. So I don't think people, either they don't know what's going on or they're confused about it, so they're not doing nothing. Or I don't get it. I'm saying what are we doing here?
Well, this is why it's gonna go back up.
Yep.
The numbers are gonna rise.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
It's plummeting right now, but it's gonna hit again.
It is.
Mhm.
And I hate that.
I hate it. Because like the Dr. Fauci said at first, it's going to be mixed with the flu season.
We're not going to be comfortable anymore over a year now because it's going to be rising and rising. And when they say the city is totally open, I think I probably still have my mask on.
I know, but see, that's the... it's so much information. See, that's the whole thing. They know that people are going
sick. You're
going
to have to address that. I want to know more about it.
Yeah, it's a lot to say about that opening up the state, opening up the economy. It's some kind of stuff that's going on, Shirley. That thing is so treacherous. It's demonic.
Really?
It's awful. It's all. We have really got to pray. And ask if God don't do this thing, I'm telling you, it's a low down shame. We're like sacrificial lambs, really.
Yeah, yeah.
If they get this thing off like that, they're already disappointed because it's only It's only 700, and I'm saying only. I'm using that term loosely. I'm not saying that. Because one person dying is too many. But what I'm saying is that they're already disappointed because we didn't hit that 2.2 million. So I'm going to have to tell y'all about that. As a country, we're at 1.66 million confirmed cases, 335,000 recoveries, and 97,000 deaths. We ain't even hit 100,000 deaths yet. That's why Trump was saying, when they said, why didn't you act sooner? He says, well, we only lost 50,000 people. We were expecting 200,000 by now. He
wasn't
lying.
That's why he's telling the people to go out to the service today, get out.
Oh, yeah.
You know, people,
yes.
See,
they want
look, let me
the
tell
numbers.
You something. You have a very good platform, Deborah, and I would be glad when it get larger because it's information that we need.
Mm-hmm.
Information we need. You know?
Yeah. Amen.
This is an excellent platform.
You know, it's one of those things where, you know, who was that said, I can't keep it to myself? You know,
Absolutely.
When I started seeing certain things, and I try to do that even with the service programs and stuff like that to help people navigate that stuff because they have that stuff so tied up in red tape, you would think the social workers and everybody else is going in their personal pocket to give it to the people. But anyway.
Right.
At any rate, you know, that's the whole thing. It's like, how can you sit on this information? And there's a certain amount of caution you have to take. But I'm telling you, I wouldn't want that on my conscience to know I knew something that could have helped somebody and didn't.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
That's true.
That's just part of being a Christian, just part of, you don't forget being a Christian, that's just, you know, I mean, if you're at least a deep, good person, good, decent person, you ought to feel that way.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, you can help somebody, you help them. It's too important, and it's too important. I'm going to say this, 40 ethnicity, I'm sorry, African Americans, where is it? 40% of our death of the death cases by race is African American. So when we say okay, we have in Michigan we have 5,000 deaths. Well, almost half of them is all black people. 40 some odd percent is black, all black people. So we know, like you said, when they said that the disease is only for older people, the disease can't target a particular population. So we know the disease ain't targeting us, so what's happening? Are they getting less proper care when they actually get in the hospitals and they letting them people die?
Right, and you heard that.
Where are those numbers coming from?
Yeah. So true.
My thing is, if I can keep from contracting it in the first place, then we don't have to be no test dummy up in them hospitals while they decide who's going to get a ventilator and who not.
Right. Well, I'm going to have to go.
All right. I'm going to log off, too. Thank you guys so much. And I'll talk to you in a few.
Sure did enjoy it. Really, really did. Bye, Tanya.
I enjoyed talking to y'all. Shirley is saying bye, Tanya. I wasn't paying attention to Tanya's comments. She on the comment thing saying, wow.
It's deep.
I know.
Really. It's deep all the way around. Everything today, the Kwame Kilpatrick, the math, all of that was just quite deep today. Something that needed to be
off
said.
Track, but, yeah, it got off track, but whatever. I guess God got out what he wanted to get out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's okay. She said bye to you. Wait a minute, she said something else. She said, especially if you don't have any commercial insurance. Yeah, it's all kind of factors that they'll set up and let somebody die. And please don't make no comments on here talking about they ain't gonna let nobody die in the hospital. You go in there without no insurance and you have the right kind
and
of emergency and see what happens.
Well, we didn't already heard about that, about how they just push some to the side.
Yeah.
And they said in their mind, well, some going to have to die. You know?
That's right. You got nurses.
Don't think we're not going up in there. Huh?
Huh?
Don't think we're not going up in there to die, okay?
Right.
Your only safe place is when God got his hand on you and don't want you going nowhere, then you won't.
That's right. That's the only way.
That's it.
That's the only way.
And see, you know, this is going to be another topic, but you know, I wish that our people would wake up, pay attention to everything these people saying. Read between the lines.
Yes.
It's always an agenda.
Yes,
always an agenda. They're doing nothing for us because they like us. That's not it. Okay?
That's right.
Who thought somebody was finna break in somewhere and they just go on their truck and shoot them and the man taking the picture is in on it too?
Wow. Yeah.
You know, they chased that Aubrey down.
Wow.
You know, people understand, they don't like us.
That's right.
You know,
we're so assimilated. We're so assimilated that there is a lot of black people who think that we already trust everybody else more than we trust each other. We already doing that,
mm-hmm.
you know, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. We got to wake up because it's what you don't know that's killing us, you know.
If you get Kwame out, it ain't because he liked Kwame, okay? He wants
your
vote, and he'll get it, too. He'll get his vote because, he let Kwame out. Give me a break. Have you been looking at him for the last 4 years?
That's right. And he'll get it and on top of that stimulus money. You got to watch that stimulus money, too.
You got to watch that. $1,200 ain't nothing.
Ain't no money. No.
That ain't no money.
Some people, that was one mortgage payment.
That's it. Look, we got to understand that money is to only be spent to put back into the community, put back into the world.
It's going
system.
Right back in the system. Yeah.
So they give it to you so you can spend it and put it back. They gonna
right.
get that money back. They probably got all them trillions back already.
Thank you. Let me tell you, that's a win-win situation for them. They're not giving you anything. That's why, let me say this. That's why I encourage people to get the social service programs. You know why? Not because people want a handout. Most people, no matter what they say, are not looking for a handout. They looking for help.
Right.
But they ain't looking for no handout. The average person can make it on their own if they can get a little help. But the reason why I do it is because they're always going to get more off of us than we get out of them ever.
Ever. And keep in mind, there's a way for that money to go into Trump's pocket, okay?
For certain
line items to go directly to him.
That's right. Line items.
Republicans.
Did you say line
items? this world system is something else, and it ain't in our favor.
Ah, no, it's not. Now see, why get good now?
Girl, please.
Woo, you done blew me away with them line items.
Look, how do young people say, girl, bye, boy, bye.
Yes, Tanya said too many just can't break away from foolishness. We don't care enough, and that's
right.
That's the right there. We need to
Absolutely.
Care more. We need to care more. Okay, you might care, but you don't care enough. You have to care enough to be able to want to sacrifice, give up yourself, extend yourself, and all of those types of things is in that all involved in that piece. It's not enough.
No.
It's not enough because we're still being hurt in the process. That's how we know it's not enough.
And see, here's the thing. If they say they're going to send another stimulus out, right?
Right.
Because they want their money to come back into the system.
Yeah.
To the world.
Yep.
To the world.
Yeah.
So if they send enough, now if what the Democrats agreed to and sent over there to them, if it ain't enough for their little line items, they're going to send it back and they're going to cut it down. The only reason
right.
why it won't go through right now is because, we don't see this that we requested. No, send this back to them so that our little line items, more than one, is
wow.
included in this.
You got Tanya on this thing howling, yes.
Yeah. So, you know, if we just stay woke.
You are preaching.
Okay.
Wow.
If we pay attention to these demons,
mm-hmm.
then we'll be further ahead because knowledge is power.
Knowledge is power. That's right. And you know, like we were, okay, Tanya said, some folks are satisfied with where they are. A little bit here and there works for them. Yeah. And then we don't care enough about each other, about the next man. You see that?
Yeah.
All of that, you know, all of that is involved, you know. How we deal with each other and how we not just how we shortchange ourselves, but how we negatively impact the next person.
Yep.
So I had another thought. We got to get off of here, Shirley. It's 12:33.
What time is? Oh, okay.
12:33.
It is? Oh, okay, let me get off of here. we got to come back to this. We got to
come
back to this, though. Yeah.
Maybe we'll do it next, again next Sunday. All right.
All right.
I'll talk to you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Love you. Bye.